Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. We talk about a variety of things when it comes to health and keeping you healthy every week. Obviously, look, we've all been through a lot for the pandemic. We've had days of doubt and days of concern and days that we feel a little bit better and then we wonder again. And through it all, we've been concerned about our health and we're concerned about your health. Today, we're going to talk about something that I guess is more important to me a little bit and to my family. That's men's health. Men's health is important, and joining me is Dr. Richard Bennett. He is a urologist with the Sparrow Medical Group, urology group there. Doctor, good to have you back.
Great. Thanks for having me on today, Steve.
So coming up in November, we've called it Movember in the past because it's Men's Health Month, and you've got a really big announcement for us today about men's health and Sparrow and for the community. Share it, please.
Yes, thanks for giving me the opportunity. So at Sparrow, we're launching a new initiative for men's health. We're starting with the urology division, as this has kind of been my idea or my baby, so to speak. And so we want to roll out eventually a multidisciplinary men's health system. We're starting with urology. So we're going to have a separate website, a separate landing page, a separate phone number where you can call regarding men's health issues. And we're going to go live here in November for Men's Health Month, starting with urology, where we'll work with prostate enlargement, prostate cancer, questions about erectile dysfunction, testosterone replacement, those kind of initial issues that I deal with a lot in men for men's health. And then eventually we're hoping to roll it out to multi-specialties, endocrinology, cardiology. But we're starting with urology, and then eventually we should have a kind of multidisciplinary system set up to support men in their health.
Before we went on the air here, we spoke a little bit in the break, and we talked about your vision is basically a one-stop repair shop, if you will, for men, where you can come in. You're going to start with urology here, but your future plans are much bigger, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, as a urologist and specializing in a lot of times, I'm the gateway. You know, some guys haven't seen a doctor for 10, 15 years when they come see the urologist about their prostate issues or their erection issues. And I'm referring people out to cardiologists, and I'm referring people out to endocrinologists and other physicians and specialties. And I'd like to be able to make that a multi-center location where guys can just come to the same place on different days to see different doctors.
Well, you know, and how important would that be? I mean, obviously, when you get to a certain age and men of a certain age, you need to check different things. You have to pay more attention to hypertension, high blood pressure, if you will, heart disease. You need to be careful about that. You need to get a colonoscopy. There's all sorts of things that have to happen. But let's talk about urology for a minute. What are some of the leading concerns for you when it comes to men's health, especially as they get older?
One of the things we always promote in November for Men's Health Month is prostate awareness, right? So prostate cancer is a big problem with men. It's one of the leading cancers in men, especially in men over the age of 55 to 60. And so for men's health, we always make the initiative to make sure men over the age of 55 are getting their PSA and their digital rectal exams every year. That's an easy place for us to start with men's health for guys who maybe feel healthy and don't feel like they're having any problems. But typically the guys who start to have urinary issues, getting up at night, slower stream, or, you know, sexual dysfunction issues, those are the guys who call in my office more actively.
So when you find those issues, because here's my concern about the pandemic, and it's not just urology, but because we're on that topic, let's stick with that. Dr. Richard Bennett here with this urologist with SMG Urology. And that is, I think a lot of people in general put off getting things like a digital rectal exam or a prostate exam or whatever it may be, right? And they weren't out looking because they were avoiding the, oh, you know, whatever was going on with the pandemic, and they avoided going to the doctor or didn't, and the appointments weren't available. And a lot of things were put off that we need to catch up on, because if we don't, we're going to run into problems, right or wrong.
Yeah, unfortunately, we saw a big drop year and a half in elective health visits. You know, people were just electing to stay home for what we originally thought, you know, safety reasons. And certainly the first few months of the pandemic, we greatly encouraged it. But I think some of that residual is still there, where people are reluctant to get out unless they perceive they have a major medical issue. We want to encourage people to get out, stay on top of their health. You know, things like blood sugar controls and hypertension controls and even weight-related issues with obesity, you know, are all getting pushed aside. And, you know, the average American, I think I saw a study one time, put on somewhere in the 10 to 20-pound weight range during that stay-at-home first year of the pandemic. And these are all things we're going to have to deal with and catch up on.
Yeah, I just read one said 27 pounds was the average. I'm thinking, wow, I thought I did poorly. Yeah. At least for once in my life, I'm glad to be below average. You know, for the first time, I'm glad to be below average on that one, because let's be honest, Obesity does kill because it creates problems with, as you said, high blood pressure and hypertension, heart disease. All of these things can be complicated by carrying extra weight. So tell us what Movember means to you and where we go from here for men's health, because I think a lot of guys, I mean, you know it, I'll be all right. I don't need to see a doctor. I'm good. You need to see a doctor sometimes. Tell me about Movember.
Yeah, so the Movember, the Mo part of it was, you know, mustache-oriented. We used to have people grow facial hair as a recognition, so people would ask you, oh, hey, why are you growing the mustache? And it'd be an opportunity to introduce a discussion about men's health. But with face masks these days, facial hair is a little less noticeable. Maybe the Movember thing's not too relevant till we can take our masks off at the hospital. But it's still a month where we can have these discussions. So I encourage anybody listening to have that discussion with their friends and families about, you know, how's your health? How's your blood pressure? Hey, you know, I noticed you put during the pandemic, just like the rest of us. What are you doing about that? You know, have these discussions about your health with family members, friends, and other people around you, and then come see your physician.
And that's so very important, as you know, to make sure people get in there. Again, there is no substitute for early detection of any of these illnesses that you may be challenged with. So about the clinic, where can people find out more about the clinic? When does it open? And I guess I should say congratulations to you for getting your vision realized, at least step one so far.
Yeah, thank you. So for now, you can come to smgurology.org and sparrow.org/men's health. And those are the landing places initially if you'd like to come and talk to us about your urologic-related health. And we'll make further announcements when we go live with a little bit more of a multidisciplinary setup.
Well, there you go. I greatly appreciate that. Again, sparrow.org/urology to get started. And in the future, a one-stop shop potentially for men's health, something that, listen, guys, you overlook it all the time. You know it. So do I. Don't be shy. Dr. Bennett will take good care of you. Dr. Richard Bennett, greatly appreciate you being here. Urologist, SMG Urology, the brand new men's health clinic up and running. What a great thing for the community. Thank you, sir, for taking the time.
Thank you so much.
Quick break. It's the Steve Gruber Show.